This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is indeed the Hour One Nugget, and today we come to part two of Drawing Close to God, or Draw Close to God. And if you remember, on Tuesday's broadcast, I gave you a headline for this particular section. We're going to look at one more verse in this section. And the headline is, Through Christ, Repentance Through His Grace, for Forgiveness and Mercy. Through Christ, Repentance Through His Grace, for Forgiveness and Mercy. And if you can remember, the first verse I brought you was Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 4 and 5. We now move on to Matthew's Gospel, and the 11th chapter. At this time, Jesus was speaking to the people. And on the strength of it, on the face of it, it seems he's telling them off. Verse 20 says this, Then Jesus began to denounce the towns where he had done so many of his miracles, because they hadn't repented of their sins and turned to God. So you imagine, Jesus comes through your town. There he is in your town, and he's doing all these amazing miracles, and he's imploring you to repent, to turn away from your sin. He's imploring you to repent. And that means to turn away from. It's no good just saying, Lord, I'm sorry for that sin. I shouldn't have done that. What's important is that we repent. We turn away from that sin and we don't do it anymore. That's what's very important. We turn our backs on it. It becomes our past that we don't need to look at. Because when we repent, we're not doing it again. So all these people had seen these incredible things that Jesus had done, how he'd been healing people, how he'd been doing miracles all over the place. And yet they still didn't repent. Jesus said, What sorrow awaits you, Chorazin and Bethsaida, for the miracles I did in you had been done in wicked wicked Tyre and Sidon, their people would have repented of their sins long ago, clothing themselves in burlap and throwing ashes on their head to show their remorse. I tell you, Tyre and Sidon would be better off on Judgment Day than you are. Oh my word, that sounds harsh. But it's not harsh, because Jesus is saying this in love, not in condemnation, but purely in conviction. He goes on, and you people of Capernaum, will you be honored in heaven? No. You will go down to the place of the dead. For if the miracles I did for you had been done in wicked Sodom, it would still be here today. I tell you, even Sodom will be better off on Judgment Day than you. Jesus then begins to pray. I'm not going to go into the prayer right now, although I could. But when he's finished praying, such love comes from his mouth. As he says these words that we're going to look at today. Verse 28, then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Such love. Such passion toward his people. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. As I'm saying those words, I know that you can feel that peace. That peace comes from Jesus. It's nothing to do with me, not engineered by me. It is from Jesus. And I know he's talking to you. I know he is whispering in your ear now. And he's saying these words to you. Catch them. And let them penetrate your heart. Come to me. If you have a burden and you are tired, if that is you, then today I bring you rest. Jesus says to you, you don't need to carry this burden. I didn't build you. I didn't create you to carry these burdens. I've done all that I have for you. I was put to death on the cross for you. I had nails driven into my side, into my hands, into my feet, and a spear thrust in my side for you. It was all for you. I believe Jesus would say to you too, and if necessary, I would do it again. But Jesus did that for you, so that you can offload your burdens, so that you can lay down these black plastic bin liners that you're carting around because the burden is too heavy and you can't deal with it any longer. And he says to you, lay them down. That is all you've got to do, is lay them down. You are feeling so guilty, so ashamed for the things that you have done. And my Lord Jesus looks at you with his burning eyes, and he says to you, I see no shame in you. I see no shame. I see my child, who right now is a little lost. And this is what you need to do. You need to lay down your burdens at the foot of the cross. And you need to walk away from them and not pick them up again, because I will deal with these. There is now no condemnation in you. And Jesus is saying, take upon you my yoke. He says, let me teach you. He says, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And if you do this, you will find rest for your soul. For that rest is in your grasp. All you have to do is listen to me. Listen to what I say to you. For I know that you can't continue unless I am by your side. And I know this, says the Lord. The pit you find yourself in right now, if you turn your head, you will see that I am in that pit with you, for you are not alone, and I will never allow you to be alone. For you turned to me in your hour of need, and you said, Jesus, come into my heart, and I've never left. The time has come where you need to lay down your burden. The time has come where you need to say, yes, I can't continue without you, Lord. I believe someone listening to this broadcast right now has made a decision whilst I've been talking that you are going to turn again to God, because you turned your face away and you walked away. You decided you wanted nothing more to do with the Lord because of the mess you found yourself in, and in a sense you blamed God, and it was never God's fault. I want you to lay your burden down now before the foot of the cross. Just say these words with me. I lay my burden down now. And I will not pick it up again. Thank you, Lord. We're going to do something else. What we're going to do is to recommit our lives to Jesus. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry. I turned away. But I come back to you, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, afresh, and make me a brand new person. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory, Father, and all the power that is due your holy name as you draw your beloved back. In the mighty name of Jesus, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen and amen.